FHE, they testify of him. Throughout history, Heavenly Father has called courageous and honorable men to be his prophets. They are special witnesses of the Savior Jesus Christ. They are called to testify of the Savior, to teach us that he died so that we might repent and return to live with our Father in heaven. They tell us of his great love for us. Many of their testimonies are found in the Scriptures. To hear the testimony of our living prophet, we can listen to General Conference. Pictured are the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Nephi, the apostle Peter, the prophet Joseph Smith, and President Gordon B. Hinckley. Cut out the testimonies printed in the boxes on the next page and glue each one on the lower half of the picture of the prophet who gave that testimony. You may look up the references to see which testimony was given by which prophet. In your journal, record your own testimony of Jesus Christ. You may wish to share it with your family at your next family home evening. Note, you may need some help with this. End of note. Now here are the testimonies. And I looked and beheld the Redeemer of the world, of whom my father had spoken. And I also beheld the prophet who should prepare the way before him. And the Lamb of God went forth and was baptized of him. And after he was baptized, I beheld the heavens open and the Holy Ghost come down out of heaven and abide upon him in the form of a dove. That was spoken by Nephi in 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 27. So you'll glue that to the bottom of the picture of the prophet Nephi. Next, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is found in Matthew chapter 16, verses 14 through 16. And of course, you glue that testimony on the bottom of the picture, Peter. The third testimony, I had actually seen a light, and in the midst of that light I saw two personages, and they did speak to me. And though I was hated and persecuted for saying that I had seen a vision, yet it was true. For I had seen a vision, I knew it, and I knew that God knew it, and I could not deny it. Now that was spoken by Joseph Smith, History 1, verse 25. So that testimony is glued under the picture of Joseph Smith, Jr. Next, let it be understood by all that Jesus Christ stands at the head of this church which bears his sacred name. He is watching over it. He is guiding it. Standing at the right hand of his Father, he directs this work. Ensign, May 1994, page 59. Of course, that testimony you glue on the bottom of the picture of President Gordon B. Hinckley. And finally, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. So glue that one on the bottom of the picture of Isaiah. End of They Testify of Him.